Now, the country's largest union of nurses and midwives begins its three-day conference today in Killarney. The Irish Nurse and Midwives Organisation is going to be debating more than 50 motions. And, of course, high on the agenda, as it has been for the last number of years, is hospital overcrowding and the thorny issue of recruitment and retention of nurses and midwives. With me on the line to talk about this is Irish Nurse and Midwives Organisation General Secretary, Ventry native Phil Nihay. Phil, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme. Are those still the two big issues that you have? The overcrowding that your members are working in hospitals and experiencing, and the retention and recruitment, which I suppose is leading in some ways to that overcrowding problem?
Exactly. Those are the main issues. Good morning, Jerry, and great to be here in Killarney. Representing nurses and midwives from all over the country, but a lot of our Kerry delegates are here as well. So I suppose the big issue really is what planning is missing from the point of view of putting together a workforce that looks into the future, that looks into the fact that we have an aging population, we have a community that is ever more dependent on long-term care, because thankfully people are living longer, but the planning is year on year. So every year we get a service plan from the HSE which says, oh, we're going to have additional beds this year. But they don't have a workforce plan beside it. And what we're saying to the Minister and what we'll be saying to him on Friday when he addresses our delegates is that a funded workforce plan is imperative in order to open all the beds that are needed. So we're delighted about the announcements of new beds. We believe it's absolutely necessary. We believe that further development in the community obviously is needed, just as Sláintecare set out. A little bit concerned at the manner in which the department are addressing Sláintecare, because they seem to be picking parts of it as opposed to developing what the intent really was, which was to bring public services into the community to provide a realistic alternative to hospital care. And right now, we're looking at situations where nurses and midwives are saying to us, hospital work has been very difficult since the beginning of 2020, when we had a lot of overcrowding that winter, December 19 into January 20, then COVID, and there's been no reprieve. We still have situations where wards are short-staffed, where there isn't forward planning. Directors of nursing are saying to us, we still have to make the business case to look for additional posts. Sometimes they're refused. You see, in this day and age, if nurses are willing to work in a hospital, they should be grabbed with both hands and thanked for coming. Because the world over, there's a shortage.
Yeah.
And we're still acting as if we're doing you a favour by giving you a job. That day is gone, particularly in the professions of nursing and midwifery. Okay. So that's going to be a big focus of our debate. The second issue is housing and the availability of affordable accommodation, not just in Dublin, in Galway, in Limerick, in Cork, and in areas like, for example, Bantry, in Dingle, in areas where you have a high tourist industry. Our members are saying to us, it's not possible for people to get accommodation that is affordable on a nurse's salary. And we also have a very interesting motion from our youth forum, which looks at the availability of services through the Irish language for patients who are in Gaeltacht areas. Considering the European status of the Irish language, there is no provision in the Irish Public Health Service to provide services through the Irish language if patients request it.
Yeah. Notwithstanding what you're saying about housing and that issue affecting recruitment, but on the question of the overcrowding, on the question of the need for extra beds, is part of the problem with the annual planning by the HSE? And I know they're saying they're moving away from, you know, they're going to have a year-round approach now, that we're running to stand still, that our demographics, our ageing population, more people living for longer, having more complex needs perhaps as a result of that, and being in hospital for longer as a result. Is that part of the problem?
Well, you see, we're not running to stand still, because yesterday we had over 700 people for whom there were no beds.
Okay, running to fall behind or falling further behind then because
exactly.
of that.
Exactly, and what we need now is we need a concentrated focus on workforce planning. We believe strongly that we have to follow good examples that exist around the world, in California and in New South Wales and Australia, where our nurses are going. There are really good examples of where they have legislated for safe staffing. We've been talking to the Minister for Health about this. We've been saying to him, if you legislate for the correct staffing levels, the results are very, very interesting, because nurses tell us, the California Nurses Association and the New South Wales Nurses Association tell us, that their retention of nurses improves significantly. In other words, if you go to work and you're supposed to have six nurses on a ward working today, yeah, guaranteed in any Irish ward, you won't have that many. But in those areas, you will. That means people stay longer because they're working in an environment that's safe. And we believe that we have to move to that, because we don't anymore believe the many promises, the many announcements of, oh, we'll give you a safe framework, we'll give you 2 million this year in the budget. Doesn't work, hasn't worked. There's always a different priority than staffing on the health services budget, unfortunately.
Okay, speaking of those promises, Bernard Laster, the new head of the HSE, will address your conference tomorrow. Then on Friday, Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. What would you like to hear from both people?
Well, we've put to both of them that we will listen to what the CEO of the health service, Bernard Laster, has to say to us. But our executive are minded to ask delegates on Thursday, and they will be considering an emergency motion on Thursday, to look to see if the answers and if the real commitment to making a difference in staffing isn't there and isn't obvious. That nurses and midwives have already said they are not going to go through another winter because of poor planning like they did last winter. Because remember, they're the ones at the bedside apologising to patients, standing beside the trolley saying, I'm really sorry you've been on this trolley for 3 days. You haven't slept in 3 days. You can't go to the bathroom in privacy. All of your information has been delivered to you about your health condition in a corridor. They're the ones apologising. And they're saying, we're not going to do that anymore, because it is a matter of poor planning. And if needs be, we will have to consider the ultimate option of taking industrial action in pursuance of safe staffing.
You've already balloted for industrial action in places like UL, ICU nurses there. But that's something that, if things don't improve, could become nationwide?
Yes, that's one of the things that may become nationwide. It isn't our preferred option, to be honest. We prefer to do our business across the table and negotiate a settlement. We've looked at other countries. We've looked at what's working. And it's clear to us that the model in New South Wales, where many of our nurses are deciding to now go and work, is a good option. It is the right thing to do. I'm sure many of your listeners have been in situations where they've been on trolleys. It is absolutely a terrible experience for anybody to have to spend time on a trolley. HIC would describe it, when they investigate these units, as inhumane. It's no reflection on the people who work in the units. It is a feature of our health service that we have just come to be very complacent about trolleys, and we shouldn't be, because they interfere directly with your ability to recover from whatever illness you have. And, you know, sleep deprivation, noisy environments, shoved up against a wall in some instances in fire escapes. Like, that is not a healthcare service that any of our members want to work in.
Yeah. Well, is part of it then the issue, and would you like to hear from Bernard Laster his plans for developing facilities in the community? Step-down facilities, older care, that people don't end up taking up acute beds in our hospitals.
All of the slaughter care recommendations. We have a commitment recently from Antishuk that the oversight of slaughter care will now be by his department. And we welcomed that, because we do believe that all of government have to take this issue very seriously. As you know, we've been counting trolleys for over a decade. We keep this issue in the public arena through the media on a daily basis, because we do not want anybody to think that it's okay for somebody to lie on a trolley. It yeah. isn't. And we do believe that a much more focused approach has to be brought to the correction of what has become, in fairness, a national scandal.
Yeah. Final point, Phil, and a listener gets in touch. Her friend was admitted with chest pains to hospital, in hospital for 7 days. She left without any result, felt she was a fake in there once the initial pains had subsided. If they managed the hospitals better, her friend would have been seen in the first 2 days, had her test done, results back, and then let her out, besides taking up a bed for 5 days that she didn't need.
Well, look, I can't comment on that, but I will say this. We are definitely highlighting to the HSE regularly, and since Bernard Gloucester took over as new CEO, he has met us in Furness a number of times to look at the weekend discharges, to look at the long stays, particularly over bank holiday weekends. Why are people sitting in hospital from Friday to Tuesday and not being seen by
Having any tests done, not being seen by a specialist, you have to wait till Tuesday before we do anything.
Exactly. And some people are being admitted because there are no, for example, they need a scan, they need an MRI scan, or they might need a CT scan, which isn't available in the community.
Yeah.
So if those diagnostics were available in the community, you might not...
You would never go near a hospital door.
Admission. Yeah. In some cases, not in all, obviously, but in some.
Okay. All right, Philip,
so GPs have been calling for diagnostics in the community for a long time, and we absolutely support that. Okay. We need way more diagnostics in the community, and we need a focus on hospitals work 7 days a week. Okay. Patients are in hospital over the weekends, and the system has to
recognise that. Okay, we're out of time,
Phil. 24/7.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much. Good luck with the conference. That's Phil Nihay there of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. If you have a view on what she had to say, get in touch.